This is organic.
It's not organic at all. It's organic to an extent. It's organic to an extent.
You are listening to In Airplane Repair, the most unfiltered, uncensored, unedited, and unprofessional football podcast on the internet. Join me tonight to discuss the day's action at the World Cup. On my right, it's Otto Wolf, at Otto underscore Wolf on Twitter. Good to see you, Otto. Also joining me is the man who is the fan, Jonathan Vickers.
Twitter handle.
Do you have Twitter?
I have a Twitter handle.
At the J Doggy Dog on the Twitter.
I will not follow you. You can follow
me. And to my left, the man with the experience in the game, it's Luke, who is not on Twitter. Luke.
Pending. Pending is in like not exactly.
Part of your identity in the Twitter description says Luke. We all need to have Twitter.
It'll be ironic if I then do.
But you are either
you know, like
on
Little
or
John,
fighting.
Robin Hood. He's not little, is he?
What? So your Luke doesn't have Twitter. Who has Twitter?
So you're pretty funny, isn't it?
So your Twitter handle is going to be Luke, who doesn't have Twitter.
Maybe.
Right.
But it's all confidential.
There was some football.
You should probably introduce your Twitter as well. They normally do that.
Oh yeah, that's me, at Mr. Jimmy Rowe. Okay. So let's get down to the football.
Let's get down to it.
There was a very important game today in the World Cup.
Probably the most important so far, isn't it?
I would definitely say that. Luke.
Yeah.
Did you think it was a good game?
I thought it was an interesting game to watch.
We should probably say what the game is actually before.
Oh, I kind of like the air of mystery.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Right,
the
yeah,
real
yeah.
fans, like, they know.
Yeah.
They know we're going to be
talking
about the England Tunisia game.
Yeah.
Johnny?
Yeah.
What do I think?
Were you impressed by England?
I was impressed by the first 10 minutes of England. But even then, I feel like they had 3 minutes of good play and realised quite how bad Tunisia were. And then they felt that they could do what they wanted against Tunisia. That's not the case. And then they played very poorly from there on in.
So they had 10 minutes of good play.
I reckon it was more like half an hour.
I've never been cocky yet.
Cocky.
Quick.
I've
and then they got really bad after the goal.
Let's talk about the England goal. Luke?
Yeah.
The first one. Paint a picture for us.
It's a corner. I think Ashley Young is out to... Ashley Young's out to take it. I thought looking at it, he had a very straight run-up.
Actually, yeah.
Which is a bit unusual. I thought, the corner flag might get in his way there. But... And then also the style
run straight into the corner.
I'm just saying, if I was taking that corner, it would have put me off.
You thought... Ashley Young, who's played football for like
whole life,
experience.
He's going to just run straight into the corner.
That's not what I thought. I was just thinking, close to the corner. Fact,
I have always thought
off.
With corners is I would prefer more of a run up, like. Especially, you know, when you have the pitch and then it falls off to the side.
I think
you kind of climb up a hill.
You want a little ramp
before you.
Kind of like
no, I don't want a ramp.
Yeah, because Fulham's corner is like tunnel is actually in the corner, so you can go there and just run up. But they've got a hill.
So
anyway, I think I was painting a picture of the girl.
Nonetheless, Ashley Young didn't run into the corner.
He didn't run into the corner flag.
Wow.
He crossed it. Didn't put the kind of whip he puts on his normal crosses. It was kind of like just kind of floated out a bit away from the goal. Great movement from all four players moving into attack, like Stones, Maguire, Kane. Stones rises, meets the ball. It looked
leapt like a salmon.
Leapt like a salmon. And at first it looked like a really good save, like the keeper kind of clawed it out, but then when you see it again, there's no need for the claw, he should have just pushed it wide, go straight
almost,
to Kane. He's not missing from there. It would take someone like
he wanted
Sterling
it more.
or Lingard to miss
it.
I feel like those, they're never cleared out by defenders, those kind of. The striker's always there, aren't they?
I think you might just notice more when the striker scores
a goal. Yeah, in the keeper's defence, if he hadn't saved that first header, nobody would have really said that much. But because he saved it and then didn't deal with it properly, he's
But I feel like if you get that much of your hand onto the ball.
Yeah, I agree. But it was still a good save in the, at the beginning, and then he did. He should have done more. But
yeah.
I think he deserves, you know.
There was a nice bundle. Johnny?
Two nice bundles.
Let's just, a nice bundle.
I'd say two nice bundles.
Yeah.
That's what I said, and he was like, don't say that.
Yeah.
But anyway, we'll go with
I'm just going chronologically here,
guys.
The bundle really is a good sign for our future.
I was going to say that.
Because as a guy who's followed a team on the road, you can get a feeling for the cohesion of a team.
Yeah.
When was the last time you saw an England manager celebrate like that?
Wow, I know, exactly.
For an England
I'm
goal.
Looking as sharp as he does.
Yeah.
He does look dapper.
They look like they like each other.
Yeah.
Which you might not be able to say in previous years. You can imagine, you know, the Gerrards, the Lampards.
Yeah, you could.
So,
would Gerrard and Lampard be bundling on each other? I don't think so.
I can't see that.
I think they might give a healthy pat on the back and that's it.
If that.
I know the side of any good team is a bloody good bundle.
A good bundle.
Especially when you do it.
Quite a young bundle. In fact, the youngest bundle since bundles. I was going to say since bundles began, but that would be if bundles began in 2002.
I've been in a younger bundle.
That's also the youngest professional English.
Have you been in a bundle in the World Cup?
I've been in a bundle with younger, but that wasn't what you said.
I was mid-sentence.
Yeah, to be fair, we can't.
Weird, you know.
When they start to speak quicker.
So it was the youngest English starting 11 since 2002.
Yeah.
Is there anything we could say about that other than the fact that like we don't have any like good players who are like
I think that
older.
So obviously not having good players is bad. But if you could choose a young squad over an old squad, you could have a young squad over an old squad, you gotta pick the young squad.
That is actually I'd say wrong.
Why?
Well, like teams like Spain, Germany, and stuff, who historically have done pretty well, they don't normally do the England thing of picking like 18-year-olds to come to the World Cup.
Maybe they don't have the quality of youth that England have. Think of that?
They do.
Like, give me someone.
Not all of the youth today was quality, though.
That is a very good
I would
point.
Say Sterling.
Sterling was piss wrong.
He was the. Yeah.
I don't think he.
Maybe he smelt like piss, because there were a lot of flies buzzing around him.
I think he'd be there. I think he lost the ball every time he got the ball.
So 0% ball retention.
I think 0%
from Sterling.
I think yeah, we can look that
definitely
up.
False.
So the flies were the flies getting to him? Otto, did
yeah,
they get to you?
Harry Kane made a comment saying we didn't expect that many flies at halftime.
Yeah,
we got a few. I got a few flies in my eyes and in my mouth. And I mean,
wait,
he
when
is
did
a
he...
mouth breather, so it's not surprising. I doubt any other players had flies in their mouth, but it would still be an issue. Hurricane it would be especially tough on Hurricane, seeing that he's unable to shut his mouth.
He's actually more aggressive than he didn't have flies in his mouth, but he had Tunisian arms around his neck.
And he actually did answer the question which we were asking, do they use fly repellent? Indeed, yes they do.
when did you?
Are you telling me they were covered in fly repellent?
Yeah, they were covered in fly repellent.
That didn't work.
Yeah, he said there was a lot of fly spray.
Or maybe it got in Sterling's eyes.
Yeah,
I'm just on various websites that I use to collect my data. I'm all about the emotions.
Okay, yeah. To be fair, I shouldn't.
So,
I was curious.
Tunisia then got a penalty. Dubious is the word I would use to describe the decision.
Disgraceful.
Yeah, steal apparently.
Should Kyle Walker be waving his hands around in the box?
Well, can I jump in here? Don't want to like, you know, jump in all the time, trying to not jump in, but I just wanted to. I at the time, as we all were, in you know, as good British lads, we were all disgusted at that penalty.
Yeah.
But I then went on social media. Can I just
English lads as well?
Yeah.
Like I'm. Just,
I'm not Welsh.
Yeah. Well, my dad is Welsh, but I'm supporting England.
Yeah, but we're from Britain.
Yeah, but the fact that we're British.
We're from Europe.
I mean, yeah, we're sitting.
We're from the world.
Yeah, you'd be specific.
We're the world lads.
Alright, so as being good world lads.
No, you've taken this exactly the wrong way.
Being good British lads that we are.
English lads.
Being good English lads that we are. We were disgusted at the penalty that was given by Walker, but in the post-match analysis, and by, you know,
Ian Wright,
people who I respect and admire, there was general consensus that it was indeed a penalty. There was definitely consensus that the player...
I'm going to stop you there, I think. I'm just going to use my host powers. Okay. I don't want to hear any more of this.
Well, I'm just going to carry on, persevere.
I don't know.
Harry Kane...
Because I wanted to talk about the referee.
I mean, can I
felt like he was very poor.
I think this is the worst referee I've seen. And I have followed Oxford United on the wall.
Can we carry on talking about this penalty, please?
The host powers have been initiated.
What does that mean?
We get it. You think it was a penalty.
No, we now discuss it.
What was the power standing in the ground?
Kieran Walker played as a pusher.
I mean, he's running behind him.
Why would he raise his arm?
He went down like he'd been shot in the face.
I agree.
And then
that's because his arm's like here, right? His arm's below. It wasn't even up at 90 degrees.
It wasn't even a high arm.
Yeah, no. That's because the guy's put his head down into his arm. Like if it's this height, the guy's
like Ashley Young. I feel like Ashley Young has quite high arms naturally.
I feel like we should watch.
You can be all right to have it.
I felt like the ref was. Had a bad game, would be putting it lightly. I don't think we're going to see him in the latter stages of the tournament.
No.
Particularly, I mean, was Kane rugby tackled in the box, Luke?
Many times. That seemed to be their tactic after he scored the first goal. They thought, this guy knows where to pop up.
Mm-hmm.
They just put a player on. But then there's all that discussion of, oh, people get away with anything in corners. So maybe it's not just this ref who lets that kind of stuff go. Personally, I think no ref should really be letting as much stuff go at corners as they do.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Really,
one of the things we also didn't like was this... It seems to have crept into the game a little bit more in recent times. It's this kind of, I'm injured... Therefore, the game should stop.
Oh my god!
Stop.
Yeah, this is.
I thought you're allowed to put your arm out like that if you're playing.
Sorry,
it's not.
What?
Can we do a reenactment in front of you?
All right, we'll come back to this.
No, we need to watch it more than one replay. That's the point. Look,
okay,
whips his arm out.
Okay, we'll carry on.
Sorry, I just feel like this is not going to work as a podcast if you guys are speaking and we're trying to discuss another topic. Is it really like?
Okay.
Wait, right,
well, it's
okay,
not.
Yeah.
It's not even so much. I'm injured, therefore the game should stop. It's I'm not injured, but I'm going to pretend I'm injured.
It's just
therefore the game should stop.
It's like,
and I think you should get a card for that as you get cards for diving because it's another form of simulation. It's just wasting time. Like the Tunisian player gets hit
by the ball,
the side of his stomach. By a ball, not hit particularly.
It was not even
hard.
In the balls, and even then,
and he goes down holding his head. Slapping the floor, it's like, what are you doing, mate?
The floor slap is
the
giveaway. It's like,
just...
the, I want the game to stop.
Yeah.
I agree, that was really embarrassing.
For the referee?
And also,
the Tunisian man?
All of it.
The keeper did it again later in the game. They're like, the Tunisian players were doing that through the entire...
But I think you see it in the Premier League more now. It's like...
You see it in the Premier League, not that bad. That was specific.
Because is it not like, even, I mean, to a certain extent, even if you are injured, it's like, well, unlucky. I mean... We're not, like, our team isn't injured. Let's play on.
That's what it used to be.
I mean, like...
I remember watching...
Like, Arsenal, right? So they get a lot of injuries in the season. They're not going to do as well, you know?
Yeah.
If you get injured in the game, you're not going to do as well. Unless you, like...
But it's about players getting treated, not...
Yeah, and crawl off.
Yeah, I think they need to do something like that.
I think maybe they need to start kind of penalising like obvious cases of simulation.
But the thing is, it seems to have been accepted by... Because the other team, quite often now, the balls are being kicked out of play more often, I'd say.
I mean,
well, not in this game. It was the referee stopped it every time.
Yeah. But that is true. There's players do kick it out. They really don't think they should.
So Tunisians are weak cheaters. And... not as good as English players at football.
Agreed.
Is this a direct quote from someone?
No, I was just summarising. You guys have come to a conclusion on the penalty. Johnny?
We still disagree. I think he's put his arm out as you would in a normal battle with a player for the ball.
The classic question here is, would it have been a foul anywhere else on the pitch?
Yes. I mean, it's hard to say with the simulation, you don't know. But it's like... If he hadn't gone down, there would have been no question.
See, this is the kind of thing where
I know it's like he has to go down, but like equally, I think he could have. It's the kind of thing you do when a player's coming up behind you. You just put your arm out, and do that, and that's not a foul.
Yeah, so
it's not like an elbow in the face.
They went to VA. Well, so Walker basically moves his arm out. Luke was right. The player does not move his face into his arm. He doesn't go down. That doesn't happen. Walker's arm does go out. His elbow does connect with the guy's face. It might be an accident from Walker. It's really stupid from Walker, whether it's like, where, like, it doesn't really matter. The guy goes down really dramatically. But the issue is, if he doesn't go down, he doesn't get anything.
Well, because he shouldn't have got anything.
Well, but I mean, like, generally, it's kind of been agreed that he should have got something. But, okay, but the point of the matter is that players have to go down to get fouls. That isn't how it should be, but that is what it is. If you're a player and you feel like you've gotten touched, then you've got no other choice. Because if you don't go down, then you're like, you know, you're just not getting anything.
Yeah, I know. But that doesn't mean that this is a penalty.
VAR. I was unaware I was watching a game where there was VAR being used.
Well, especially seeing the replays of Kane and Manhattan.
Oh, that's, is that not?
I mean, I was going to say
Kane
is that a good thing,
there?
But then
yeah.
Kane was
hauled
to the ground many times.
That was probably
a penalty. I'm struggling to see what the VAR was.
I think the referee just kind of thought, I can't be giving two shitty penalties.
I'm pretty sure.
Well, but he didn't even get, it's the VAR refs that weren't like, presumably he can get called over to look at something.
Yeah, he can.
Mm.
I feel like learning from the Premier League, they've kind of learned to not use VAR too much. Because they were like, you know, when like the Llorente got that penalty, and like there was all that weird
stuff. But it
stuff.
Was pretty intense. It wasn't the normal like shirt tugging in the book.
Yeah.
It was a lot more than that.
I think they're really only giving it for proper stones.
I reckon the referee just didn't have a clue.
But no, it's the VAR referees.
Wow. Where are they from?
Brazil was the main.
They were Brazilian.
That was the main VAR ref. And then the main ref was Colombian.
Is that the level of our analysis? The
let's not flatter ourselves. I don't think the Brazilians need. I mean, they're not worried about us, are they?
No.
To the extent that they would break the rules of the game.
No,
yeah, that's pretty serious.
Yeah.
And we just beat Tunisia 2-1, it's not like Brazil are quaking in their boots.
Right, Brazil didn't even manage.
But that is true, so can we conclude that England are better than Brazil?
We haven't discussed the final goal yet in England's game.
Oh, yeah, I mean, it's only 1-1 so far, so.
We can look at the stats so far. That thing I said. VAR led to a reduction in wrong decisions from 6.05% to 0.98%.
Yeah, no one's saying VAR shouldn't be a thing. There's just but you can still criticise the way it's used.
You know.
No. Not even at what cost. But you could be like.
Well, no, no. I mean, if I say if you dive, you will be shot.
Uh-huh.
It's like you would probably stamp out diving,
yeah,
but I reckon it would be.
But the criticism
at
here
the expense
isn't
of the
about
game.
Like
and the lives of a few players.
I'm saying like if VAR, even if it eliminates all errors, it could also negatively impact the quality of the game, which maybe you could say is more important.
But we're now going back into the VAR debate.
Yeah, is that all?
Maybe let's leave VAR alone, because VAR hasn't really been bothering us, really.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
Henderson.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think.
Was he good?
I think he was good when we were good.
Were we good when he was good?
He played some real nice verses.
Yeah.
He did.
To very little effect.
No, some of them would. I mean, we were playing to little effect anyway, but.
Nothing he did actually produced anything worth
work. Nothing he did.
Well, apart from right at the beginning, that pass to Dele Alli, where Dele Alli should have made pass
that
did.
That was a good pass.
That was a good pass. That was his best pass.
There are a few good passes, I think.
I'm not saying. I'm not saying it's because of Henderson exactly, but there were some good pings. Crossfield pings and stuff. There wasn't really any
pretty consistent.
There were quite a few groans in the room when Henderson passed the ball.
Yeah.
He often response
to
go for Henderson.
The easy pass and play it to their head.
One time I saw him think Trippier had the ball in the halfway line and he was pointing at Pickford.
That's weird.
And Trippier just put it down the line.
He also plays Pickford a lot.
Okay. Well, Sterling was very bad. We've discussed that. His bicycle kick didn't come off either.
No, it was actually a genius pass to Sterling.
No, but there was someone. I think there was Lingard was facing, could have possibly had a go.
With Lingard's finishing.
Lingard didn't really have a shit in the time.
But you still that would have been a few yards away.
No, I know. I was just having a go at Lingard. I wasn't actually saying that he wasn't in a better position.
Yeah.
Idiot.
His replacement, Rashford. The clap is justified, Luke. Justify the clap.
He had something about him as soon as he came on. I remember the first thing he did, he just got the ball, kind of shifted it slightly past someone and made a pass. And compared to what Sterling had been doing, that was world class. But in general, just whenever he got the ball, he'd either just keep it ticking over with a pass. Or often he'd look to kind of run at someone, maybe he'd get past a man, or at the very least like win a throw in or a corner. And it just gave England some more life, you know, because there was a player actually going
to
do something with the ball.
Has he made a place to... three words came out of my mouth.
I guess the question,
pretty obvious question, I apologise. Has he made a case to start against the next team we face, Panama?
I would say, especially if you look at his England performances, he has consistently made a positive impact in this tournament. Whether he is actually...
Otto shaking his head.
Whether he's actually... Can you describe that?
No, he doesn't actually have that good
goal to
the
emotion. He doesn't? No, but he's only ever really come on as a late sub.
But that's his role.
But is he one of those players who kind of looks like he's made the things happen?
He may be in a super sub, and I don't know if people want to start him.
I think he's more powerful coming off later in the game than you do. Impetus.
You need someone like Jesus Navas to just come on and run for you.
Yeah.
And then maybe the team are like, oh yeah, we can.
It's just a positive attitude, you know, you just bring him on and he's playing for
And I think,
but he may not start that way. That's
Sterling,
I think maybe today he wasn't that great, but Sterling was so bad that he kind of, made it.
Sterling a couple of times did that thing where he uses his immense pace to get away from players and then decides to slow down.
His decision
and
making
hit it with
was,
like every foot counting.
Yeah.
His decision making is poor beyond belief. It's really sad to see.
It is sad to see.
He looks like a nice guy.
I don't know about that. I wouldn't wanna. Loftus Cheek, brief cameo appearance. He is massive. He's big. Is he like? Do England need somebody like that massive? You're too massive.
Do you think she's a British Brexit
player? No.
Does England need someone that massive? I don't think you can go too massive.
I don't think
we have a big enough squad. Height-wise. Think about the average, the impact Peter Crouch used to make back in the day.
He's massive in such a different way, though.
Yeah, he is. It's still
so can you make the comparison?
So you're saying Loftus-Cheek is the new Peter Crouch for England?
I thought we need more height in the squad, and my big answer is that might be why we're not winning the World Cup for all these years.
Because we won it so many times, Peter
because
Crouch.
The golden era of Crouch is long behind us now.
He saved our necks a few times, and if we had two or three Crouches, who knows what would have happened. I just think
to be fair, you... Yeah,
I mean, I don't. Yeah.
He did look good when he came on, but I don't think he was
quick feet for such a tall man.
Yeah,
just first, you can't start somebody who plays for Crystal Palace.
No,
it's just not right.
It's so hard.
Well, we're talking about Loftus-Cheek.
He actually opted to play for a different nation.
What nation?
Ivory Coast, I want to say. Moving on. England's next game is against... there was a goal.
There was
a winning goal by Kane.
Again.
Johnny Kane.
Johnny Kane?
Johnny, Kane.
Johnny Kane.
what about, what do you want to know?
Can we ask any more of Kane?
Two
goals, the winning goal,
yeah,
the captain, a good knee slide and a good bum slide, and also
two good bundles.
He even do a knee slide, actually?
I'm going to say you can ask...
Actually more of a bum slide.
And you have a dive. Than two goals from the main striker.
I'm going to say hold up play could have been a bit better at times. Playing into feet, he didn't look as strong as he sometimes has looked for Spurs in this game.
It's probably because he had Sterling passing to
him.
Might be
there.
It was a good header, the second header.
Very good.
Wouldn't you say, Johnny?
Yeah.
Deceptively good.
Deceptively, what do you mean? That it's actually more good than it looked?
Yeah. First time you see it, you're like, well, he's just been in the right place and knocked it in. But actually...
He put it in, side bins.
Got a lot of power.
Is there a side bins?
I think there.
I don't know what you're talking about. And we haven't discussed...
Please. I'm open to discussions.
Yeah, we haven't discussed Maguire.
He's not in my notes, but I don't know why he isn't, because he is man of the match.
Obviously, I also know who man of the match was.
Who was man of the match?
Official man of the match, but you know who always wins man of the match, it's just whoever scores the most goals. But the player's man of the match, I think, was Maguire.
I would like to hold a quick in-airplane repair vote. Who thinks Harry Maguire was the man of the match? I'm going to put my hand up.
My hand's up.
I guess mine's going to go up by popular demand.
No,
that's not how I
vote.
It's not a vote on should Johnny vote for Harry Maguire.
Should Johnny vote for Harry Maguire?
Yeah,
yes.
Anyway, he's got
it. All four of us have voted for Harry Maguire.
Just to talk about Harry Maguire, I'd like to point out a few things I really liked about his game.
What's England's best midfielder?
Yeah, exactly. Towering headers, marauding runs, passing game was pretty strong, and he set up the goal for the last goal.
On the comment of him being humorous, England's best midfielder.
Well, there were no laughs.
Okay, but
I was expecting at least a chuckle
anyway,
from Joey. But
it wasn't not a comment on the quality of the joke, but a comment on the nature of him moving up sometimes. Very fluid squad sometimes in the back. There were times when he saw Kyle Walker as the central man at the back.
Mm.
Which
I don't like that.
Well, it's a funny sign.
It does feel weird seeing Carl.
I don't think
there.
He's that good.
But I think he's a good player.
I think he might have been. Yeah.
I think he was a bit suspect a couple of times.
Are you kidding?
I just feel like it's odd not seeing him bombing down the wing.
Yeah. But I think he played well.
I think Carl Walker did play well. I thought he was a bit suspect when he was left on his own and said that.
When was he
suspect?
He
lost the ball pretty well. I felt like there were a lot of times he was the last man and it's sort of, obviously it is.
Especially towards the end of the game, a couple of times Tunisian players tried to do him, he was not having any of it.
He was not done.
He was,
yeah. Harry Maguire looks a good
centre. He does look good.
That back three was better. Stones, I didn't really see Stones that much, which was probably
a good thing.
That's kind of what you want, isn't it? Because he's playing the anchor role and you don't really want to see much from him.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, Tunisia had very little going forward.
Yeah, and one last point. I'm really glad to see an England manager that actually seems to understand how to do substitutions.
Yeah.
That was fantastic. All the substitutions made sense.
Yeah, it's true.
Have you got any specific problems with past England managers?
No, when Robertson won all three strikers against Wales at half-time.
And we scored.
Yeah, I mean it worked.
But he made poor decisions and substitutions throughout that.
Yeah,
I reckon let's not bring up that tournament.
Let's not bring up any more.
Which tournament?
Oh,
the Andy Carroll Gerard Link
that
tournament
was one of the greatest moments of my life.
That header.
Yeah,
that was great, but that was the only good moment.
Okay, so the next game is Tunisia.
It's Panama.
We played Tunisia today. The next game is Panama. Johnny, how do you see it going?
Well, I think it all depends on how we start thinking about it. Let me just think about it. I've said that, and I shall defend it. Because they've had a nerve game. England. Panama have just been trashed by Belgium. But England have another game, but they have won. And so if they have their heads in the right place in the beginning, I think
You can just tell.
It's not a case.
He said nothing but facts.
No, let him keep talking.
He said nothing but
I think
facts.
He's really
keep
getting
going
to something.
Keep going, Johnny.
Keep it up, Johnny.
And I know that obviously they started this game well, and then it went to shit. But actually, that doesn't really tend to happen in the second game. You tend to play how you start. And so you'll be able to tell. And if you want my opinion on what's going to happen, I think we're going to beat them a solid 2-1.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Just a quick shout out to Mertens. That
big
was a very nice goal.
Tasty.
Are we going back to England Panama?
Do you want to? I mean, I feel like it's comprehensively covered there.
Yeah.
I mean, does anyone know anything about Panama?
I don't know.
Other than the fact they were beaten by Belgium.
Well, Caleb was saying today that they're the second best Central American team after Mexico.
And then wasn't counting the Caribbean.
And then was counting only Nicaragua and
Panama.
Anyway. Well, I think this might be just that might just be about where they qualified.
Oh, just
came in the
corner.
Wait, man, just looked it up.
I don't think he knows.
Yeah, okay.
One of the things I wanted to
Mertens.
Talk about was... Oh, right, Mertens.
Good goal.
Great goal, awful dive. Have you seen the dive?
I know.
Probably the worst dive. I didn't get a yellow card for it. Awful.
You didn't get a yellow card.
But he didn't get a yellow card for it.
Have you ever seen the foul on the floor?
onto the floor.
What is coming into the box?
The
ball is
in the box.
Into the box.
Right. Running
the box.
Like adjacent to the parallel to the goal.
Yeah. Parallel to the goal. Okay. Right. Parallel to the goal line.
What else would it be?
Okay. Just checking. So he's
inside of the net.
Just give me any other.
Parallel to the normal of the goal line. Yep.
So, right.
Belgium look good. Lukaku looks really good.
Oh.
Does he?
Well, he scores
De Bruyne.
Goals.
Did we watch any of it?
De Bruyne,
we saw the goals.
De Bruyne, like, magic dish from the outside of his foot onto Lukaku's head.
Yeah, Lukaku sort of.
It was a very good header, the first one, to be fair.
And the finish
nice direct.
The
second one, good finish.
So, we're probably not going to beat Belgium.
Let's see how we do against Panama. I think Panama might be a lot weaker than Tunisia.
Oh,
Johnny's
there's
off.
There's a bug crisis in Crystal's room.
Oh, okay.
And I'm not just talking weaker, I'm talking very weaker.
Interestingly,
very
it was 0-0 at half time in the Belgium Panama game. So it's not like Belgium were cruising the whole time.
Was
it 0-0?
Really?
Yeah, 0-0 at half time.
Okay.
Okay. Second half.
Is that done?
The thing is, the goals just looked like such great goals.
They were good goals.
Are you going, Jenny?
No, I'll be back. Just send some help.
One of the things I wanted to talk about was why the footballers squirt water out of their water when they're on the pitch.
Personally, I think they've probably been told by the manager to make sure the pitch is nice and bouncy, well watered, and then we can play our game there.
I reckon I can imagine Brendan Rodgers saying something like that.
Huh?
Brendan Rodgers.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Who is the spirit animal of this podcast.
That is true.
There's nobody I love more than Brendan.
Okay, I guess that solves that mystery.
Luke, why do you think footballers squirt water out of their water bottles?
Well, so they squirt it onto the floor.
Onto the floor, not into their mouths. That's really important.
Check it's still working.
Check it's water in there.
Check it, yeah.
Or you squirt it into your mouth.
You don't want to
exactly. You might not be needing. Yeah.
Maybe the lads are always playing jokes on them, pissing in the bottles or something like that.
So, you're checking whether it's
pissing
water, piss, or Lucozade.
Yeah.
How do you just. I mean, those, like. Piss could look like Lucozade, and piss could also look like water. I would be hope the England team were hydrated enough that they wouldn't be able to distinguish between piss and water.
I have heard about this thing where this person every day puts like 10 millilitres of their piss in this person's milk. So they're constantly drinking their piss, but they don't know it. But is that even a prank? Because the person has no idea. But so they could be in that kind of
situation. They reveal it at some point.
What are we talking about, lads?
Well, why do footballers squirt water out of their water bottles onto the floor?
We've got three suggestions.
I'll hear more and I'll tell you what.
So the first one is to make sure the pitch is watered so they can ping those balls around.
I'll go with that.
And another one we've come up with is...
It's got a two-in-one.
To check whether or not the content of the water bottle is water, piss or Lucozade.
I'll go with that. Is that, how is that a 2-in-1?
Really well, because we thought initially piss,
and then
we thought maybe we
Lucozade. Yeah, Lucozade.
It is about.
Now for a final suggestion.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't have to be final.
Well, it's going to be final because you're
going to hear it. Can I have a D final?
Can I have a D solution? It doesn't have to be the final.
These are shared bottles.
Yeah.
And most footballers, they squeeze the liquid in. But I bet you Harry Kane is...
And other players, he's got an unhygienic mouth!
Harry Kane's stubbing up his nose.
What does
a
bit of a squirt, dude?
You squirt a bit out, get rid of a bit of a blast, and maybe you get it in and you taste Harry Kane in your mouth. You just spit it back down on the floor.
And then what?
And then you just go for some more, because you are really thirsty. But at least you got the initial Harry Kane out of your mouth.
Yeah, no, that is the final. That is
it. Yeah, I can't see any other way around that.
Yeah. Alright, Johnny, you are today's winner.
Thank you, lads.
Are we going to ever release our New England chat?
I think we should save that for another podcast.
I like that little teaser there. I like that teaser.
Tune in next time.
The fans like,
to hear.
No, let's not tell them. This is just a no release date yet. The first trailer.
Tune in future.
Yeah.
It could be next time.
Could
our
be.
Patreon supporters get an early release of the
list. Yes. And they get an extended edition of this pod.
If you want to hear a little...
They haven't released this stuff.
What? We decide if we release it or not.
Yeah,
so we don't. Can we say that we're going to have songs for every team? And you can, if depending on how much you get on Patreon, depends on how many teams you get, their songs.
You have the freedom to.
Yeah. And to give you a sneak peek, here's one of the songs.
You've been listening to the In Airplane Repair podcast.
We didn't even talk about
Crystal Ball.
Yeah.
Okay. Alright, let's just forget I said that. Brazil failed to beat Switzerland.
Yeah.
Can I have your one word responses, Otto?
Banger.
I don't think
Luke.
You know
fading. Well, it's quite difficult, isn't it?
Can I just join two words together?
No, I want to. Could we ask for more?
You want me to?
Could we ask for more words, please?
I think we know. It means that Brazil is fading into the former shadow of Bobby.
No, sorry.
Can I put two words together? And I won't. It's not double barrel. It'll be one word.
One word.
Soprisimoiting.
Oh shit!
Surprisingly disappointing.
No! That's two words!
Wait, what was it? Soprisimoiting.
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 That's my word.
Okay. Well, on that note.
Wait,
we need to put. I'm going with.
Are we doing the crystal ball?
Viewers love that. The listeners love that.
Yeah, the listeners, the only reason they come in is for the crystal ball.
Okay.
Come on, Jerry.
I think this needs its own jingle in a future show.
Crystal ball!
What's the segment we were going to have? We were going to have some jingle. Like,
you know.
Beautiful man. Who's our beautiful man of the day?
Obviously me, every day.
I want to go with... Do you have a look at all these games? What was I doing?
Let's look up tomorrow's games.
Oh, right.
I think we should choose our beautiful man of the day.
Okay, you guys...
Yeah.
Otto, what's the guy who plays for some team and he's a beautiful man? It's like
Genie Wijnaldum?
Griezmann's hot, can't I?
Is that the one you're
Alex Oxlade Chamberlain?
Nothing like the top.
We just call it.
I think definitely Wijnaldum.
Do you think
Wijnaldum?
Do you think Wijnaldum is attractive?
Does he play for Liverpool? I'm not sure. I do know that he's attractive.
How
great listening here.
How black?
Yeah, is he like dark?
Can I just say, actually, on the note of how black,
just get a picture
I thought
Wijnaldum.
All the England players looked a little more black than they normally are.
Maybe that's just a TV. Yeah,
the previous squads.
I reckon they've been tanning.
I think they've been tanning.
I think because even Kane was looking
Kane
more
was
black.
Orange.
I reckon they've been sunning.
Yeah.
Yes, that man.
Was that the man you were thinking of?
Yeah.
It is Genie Wijnaldum.
All right, that's a niche one.
So Genie Wijnaldum is our beautiful man of the day.
We're a mix of events. We'll be the crystal ball.
Yeah, boy.
Okay.
I predict that you will be sucking my dick tonight.
Oh, you don't have to predict that, baby. That's true.
I think this whole end section has been very disappointing.
Alright, what are we doing?
Russia, Egypt.
We gotta get up for that. Oh, we are gonna be up for that. Wait, how early have we gotta wake up for Colombia, Japan?
That's a big game.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Does Honda still play in the Japan national team?
I think Honda
he was sick.
I think.
Are you planning on releasing
it? What? Are we still going here?
Still recording.
Oh, yeah, no, these are gonna be released. These are gonna be released.
Do you want to the public? Do you want us to blur your name out?
Can I listen to this?
We can release it to you.
I mean, if it's the public.
No, you're actually speaking on it. Like, I could be anyone. I could be any crystal. There's so many crystals.
Oh, yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
Crystal
quality. Yeah, but we can...
you do follow me on Twitter as well.
Yeah, you're our only follower.
One of five.
She's in London.
Pilot
Pino. 22.
Jane?
No, Pilot Pino Plane,
follow us on Twitter.
At Pilot Pundits on Twitter.
That's it.
Yeah. That's
Pilot
it.
Pilot Pundits shouldn't follow me personally, but I will continue to follow you.
You heard it here first.
You're giving us marketing advice now, Chris Dillmore.
Chris Dillmore.
I'm going to whoop you with
this. You could see
just
my mark.
I tweet consistently like a lot of varied stuff, and you might like, want to sift through this to get to what I actually
want to see. And this is a great podcast.
You've been listening to the In Airplane Repair podcast. Tune in next time for more unfiltered, uncensored, unedited, and unprofessional conversation on the beautiful game. Thanks to Otto Wolf at Otto_Wolf on Twitter. Thanks to Johnny at J
Doggy
Dog. On
no
Twitter.
Problem.
Thanks to Luke, who doesn't have
Twitter.
Twitter
pending. You haven't even heard the joke last 1 week.
They won't know it's a joke.
Follow me.
That's the point. That's why it's not funny.
Follow us all at Pilot Pundits.
Well, I don't
on
have
Twitter.
Give me
the
password.
I don't have the password. It's my password.
Yeah, it's
Langley 101.